It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Hour number two right here on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now, if you'd like to weigh in, text, or you could call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Top three stories here. Ukrainian troops took back four villages in the south from Russian occupation, according to a military source who's told CNN. So, yeah, the Ukrainian troops, man, they're not giving up. They're still fighting. They're still fighting for their lands. So they're taking back four villages in the south near Kherson. Then Elon Musk has subpoenaed the Twitter whistleblower seeking more information on spam as well as security, particularly as they are trying to, you know, they're trying to figure out here what they are, he's trying to fight this case because he tried to drop his purchase. They're suing him, and he's trying to say, look, they breached the contract. So he's subpoenaing the whistleblower to get more information. And finally, the United States has more monkeypox vaccines going to be distributed. $11 million worth of production of vaccines to be distributed in the United States. So as that continues to spread in the nation. And those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. A couple things I want to bring up here. First of all, Charlie Crist has chosen his running mate for lieutenant governor, and this would be Carla Hernandez Matz. She will be his running mate. She's born in Miami, but her family immigrated here. And so here's a couple things about her. She's been elected the president of the United Teachers of Dade three times, and she oversees the operations of the largest labor union in the southeast United States in the fourth largest school district nationwide. And some of the other things about her, well, she's the very first Hispanic leader of the United Teachers of Dade and has a family background in unionizing. So as I stated, her parents are immigrated here. They immigrated here from Honduras, and her father was an accountant in Honduras, but first worked as a farmhand after arriving in the United States, and then one day he's offered a job as a carpenter, and then he was part of the union that offered training, advocacy, and collective bargaining, and so he got involved with that side of things. When she finally, you know, did get into to the union, she fought for teacher pay raises and won. In the lead up to the 2018 midterm, she was among the local one of the main leaders advocating for referendum 362, which is a county ballot raising property taxes by $142 a year that would increase teacher and staff pay, as well as hire school police officers for every campus. So she ended up being instrumental in getting that passed and helping. And by the way, she got it passed with more than 70% vote. So it was like a big referendum there on the county ballot because of her leadership there. It got 70% support, and she was able to get teacher and staff pay raises, and that was instrumental in getting a police officer in every school in Dade County. She is known as well for opposing public school money going to charter schools. So this is that whole school choice thing. Florida still, I would still say, leads the country in school choice, but she has not been. So basically, the legislators passed a referendum saying that public school funds can go to charter schools. And Governor DeSantis, of course, did sign this bill, and it's been expanding and growing over the past 2 years as well. And her complaint over this is that the legislators in Tallahassee are, quote, trying to privatize public education. There's no problem with private schools. They were established for a reason, and there's no problem with charter schools or charter school teachers either. But they shouldn't be funded with taxpayer with public tax dollars because they do not have any public oversight. They're not accountable to the public. Public schools are, end quote. And so she's been opposed. So she's not opposed to charter schools. She's opposed to charter schools being funded by public tax dollars as well as private schools. So it's the whole school choice argument. And her argument there is that they're not being held accountable by the public, and therefore the public dollars shouldn't go into place. Oh, okay. So she would probably, based on that statement, she would support my program, which is that every public school employee should have to pass E-Verify to make sure that their parents are legal citizens of the United States. After all, you don't think she would support that? I'm just saying, because the public dollars should be held accountable and go to public citizens, to citizens of the United States. I'm just saying. She protested for Dreamers on the steps of the U.S. Capitol back in 2017, and she was arrested while demonstrating along hundreds of protesters in Washington, D.C. This is when President Trump was trying to remove the DACA program, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, have it be phased out and replaced. And so she went over there to protest that and was arrested in part of that whole ordeal. So those are just some little factoids about Carla Hernandez-Motz, the new running mate for Charlie Crist, or with Charlie Crist. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic in the fives with Gracie Wolf.
No major slowdowns, but you are going to see some slow traffic on Pine Forest right now. This is just north of the interstate on your way up to 9 Mile Road. Other than that, south of the interstate on Pine Forest is checking in clear, as well as Blue Angel Parkway. Lillian Highway not showing any slowdowns. Also looking good throughout 98 throughout Gulf Breeze proper. We do have some spotty traffic near the Nature Preserve as you're moving out of Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. And you'll see some everyday traffic in Windhaven Beach going westbound towards Navarre. We do have a small accident off of Woodland Avenue. Again, Windhaven Beach. This is right near Windhaven Animal Hospital. See something else on the roads? Just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
So in reading, I was trying to find information about Carla Hernandez-Motz, the running mate for Charlie Crist. And in doing so, I stumbled across an older article that was dated August 18th. So we're not even talking like that long ago, right? This is a few days before the Florida primary is when this article came out. Let me just read the headline. New poll. Nikki Fried leads in Florida Democrat primary for governor. Oh, I wanted to bring this up because I was like, I stumbled across this and I laughed because I remember covering this poll and saying, whoa, if this is right, that's huge, because pretty much most of the polls showed Charlie Crist leading by 15 to 20 points. And so I was like, so if this is accurate, that would be huge. And now Charlie Crist at the time stated that there was a that this was just an outlier poll. There's just some sort of outlier. It's not really accurate, nothing to really go on. And so, but it was like, okay. So this poll showed that she would receive, of likely Democrat voters, she would receive 47% of the vote. 43% said they would vote for Charlie Crist. And then 4% to Cadence Daniel, 1% to Robert Willis, and 6% didn't know. The way the actual result ended up, so remember, this poll says 47% to Nikki Fried. Instead, 59.7%, nearly 60%, went to Charlie Crist. And then remember, they said 43% would go to Charlie Crist, 47% to Nikki Fried. This is how it went down. 60%, just rounding, 60% to Charlie Crist, 35% to Nikki Fried. So, yeah, 25-point difference right there. Like, this poll was way off. And this was a poll that came out just a few days before the primary. And so I want to bring it up because this just shows once again how like the polling. Like, I'm always hesitant to bring up the polling. We've seen polling talking about how Nikki Fried would beat even Governor DeSantis. Charlie Crist would beat Governor DeSantis. We've seen polling recently here in the state that that shows Governor DeSantis would be the Republican candidate for president in 2024, even beating Donald Trump. But this just shows how wrong these polls can be. I mean, this poll polled over 1,600 individuals, showed Nikki Fried beating Charlie Crist by 4 points. He ended up, in actuality, beat her by 25 points. That is beyond a blowout. That's beyond a blowout. 25-point win when the polls just a few days ahead. I'm just like, holy cow. If there's any evidence that we should just stop even bringing up polls, it would be the 2016 election, the 2020 election, and now the 2022 midterms, the primary. Like, they are so far off. Because remember, 2016 polls showed that Hillary Clinton was going to beat Donald Trump decidedly. 2020 polls showed that Biden was going to beat Donald Trump decidedly. And even though Biden did win, he definitely didn't win decidedly. I mean, that just wasn't even close to being decidedly. It was very close. And I mean, just this morning even, Donald Trump is on the True Social Network saying that we need to have a re-election because there's so much corruption and so many things going on there. And so it didn't win it decidedly. It's just, I think it's just high time we just get rid of the polling system. If anything, I feel like polls manipulate the vote. Because for a long time, you were seeing the polls saying that Charlie Crist had a 15 to 20% lead over Nikki Fried. I feel like that sways people's votes. Like, oh, I kind of like Nikki Fried, but apparently there must be something wrong with me because everybody else seems to be liking Charlie Crist according to the polls. Something must be wrong with me. I guess I better go and support Charlie Crist. I really feel like it manipulates the voters by throwing out this polling like that. Frankly, even right now what we're seeing with the Governor DeSantis leads Donald Trump in the 2024 primary polls. I feel like you're manipulating votes. Like, let people just make that. I think it's time for us to get rid of the polling. I mean, I don't know how you can't really, like, legally do that, but I probably should just, I just won't cover it anymore, I guess. I guess I could do that. I could do my part and just not cover it anymore. What poll? There's a new poll that just came out today. Bobby, didn't you see it? Nope. I don't know. I'll just try to do my part and not cover them. I always found them interesting, and they were interesting for the longest time, but man, it just seems like the last 6-7 years, they've just been useless. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Yeah. Polls manipulate people who don't do their own research, homework. Polls manipulate, we'll say, ignorant people. I edited your text. But no, I agree. But the thing is you and I both know most people don't do their homework in their research. That's the thing. Most people don't. It's kind of scary sometimes when you talk to people on how much they don't know. Well, when you talk about different things. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. And by the way, that's on both the right and the left. That's not a left only doesn't do the research. No. There's plenty of people on the right who don't do the research either. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. President Biden apparently planning to address the nation later this week. The White House says the president will be speaking in Philadelphia Thursday evening. It'll be a primetime address. He'll be speaking, and this is what they've said, quote, on the continued battle for the soul of the nation. Former film producer Harvey Weinstein's Los Angeles trial won't be delayed to avoid the publicity from the movie She Said. She Said, an upcoming film set to release in November about the two reporters that wrote the New York Times piece about the sexual abuse allegations made against Weinstein. He's scheduled to go on trial on those rape and sexual assault charges October 10th. That should last through the end of November. And if you've been waiting on your brand new Corvette to be delivered, you're going to have to keep waiting a little while longer. Apparently, General Motors had to shut down production of their Corvette at the plant in Bowling Green, Kentucky this week because of, you guessed it, supply issues, Bobby. Spokesman says work is underway to avoid future production issues there, and they're planning to start building the Corvette again sometime after Labor Day.
Oh, boy. Well, it's not as delayed. There's a lot of cars that are delayed. I think Ford has had some of the biggest delays when it comes to supply chain issues with delivering their vehicles, but it's going to hit all of them. It's hitting all of them. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic on the fives?
No major slowdowns to report right now, Bobby. We do have an accident. Windhaven Beach Road in 98. This is going to be in the Windhaven Mary Esther area. So seeing some slow traffic adding on to our everyday traffic. You see leaving Windhaven Beach going towards Navarre. But other than that, we're looking good. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delay. We do have some spotty traffic on 9 Mile Road as well as northbound on Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10. If you do see something out of the ordinary slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pets Call right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we were talking a lot last hour about work and how Generation Z wants to, like, one in four of Generation Z wants to be social media stars, social media influencers. But for the general public, a new poll talks about our work behaviors, like what we would like to do with our work hours. I want to talk about that coming up next. Pets Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I got a message from somebody a little bit earlier, said that his daughter lives in town. And she's older, and she was out tubing and had a tubing accident, broke her femur. That seems so painful. And so she's in the hospital, and just want to wish Natalie Hitchcock well in your recovery. Hopefully you recover very quickly. I saw a poll that was asking people, hey, would you rather work 8-hour days or 5 days a week or 10-hour days, 4 days a week? You know, we often talk about the work schedule thing. According to this latest poll of over 15,000 people, 70% said, give me 4 days, 10-hour days. 4 days a week, 10-hour days instead of eight. I would agree with that. I mean, I can't do that because of, you know, radio. But in a regular work environment, if you're able to, oh, yeah, definitely. I'd way rather work 10-hour day. And 4 days a week, then 8-hour day, 5 days a week. And some of the other questions that people answered, 69%, so nearly 70 as well, said, do you like having good friends at work, or would you rather keep business and pleasure separate? 70% said, no, I want to be friends with the people I work with. I see that. I see that as becoming more and more, like, that was a big part of COVID and everybody working from home, as a lot of people I know that hated the work from home was because their social life is work. And so they missed their quote-unquote friends because their friends were workmates, right? Yet at the same time, 59% of people said they would prefer to work from home than an office. So it's like, well, how do you do that? Do you prefer to have music on while you work or silence? 69% said music. And I hope when they say music, they mean the beautiful lullabies and melodies of the voice of Bobby Rossi. Dave Ramsey, Brian Kilmeade, Jenna Barr, and Andrew McKay. Wait, why are you laughing?
Some people don't have a choice.
Sorry, that was not very melodic. Whatever. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Splitting the series against the Montgomery Biscuits last week. They lost three games. They won three games. They're off tonight, and then they'll play Chattanooga in Chattanooga for a six-game series there. Then when it comes to Major League Baseball, there's a rain delay right now between the Cardinals and the Reds. The Miami Marlins are going to be playing the Dodgers later today, and then that at 5:40. And then late game is going to be the Padres against the Giants at 8:45 on ESPN+. Then in tennis, the big story in tennis is Serena Williams could be playing her final tournament starting tonight, 6 o'clock on ESPN. Then earlier today, number one seeded Dmitry Medvedev, he ended up winning his round or his match. And then I think in the women's side of things, Coco Gauff, a lot of people watch the teenage phenom, she ended up winning her match in 2 sets. So that's the update right there. It looks like Dodgers and Miami Marlins just got underway right now. So first pitch just went out. If let's see here. Oh, in other news, one of the big stories in the NFL so far is that the Jimmy Garoppolo, quarterback for the 49ers, who's wanted to be traded, and now apparently he's going to sign a 1-year deal to stay with the 49ers. Then the veteran running back for the Miami Dolphins, Sony Michel, has been released by the Dolphins to help trim their roster. And Washington running back Brian Robinson is doing well after being shot in a robbery attempt against him today, and they're saying they're not gonna rule him out for coming back in 2022. Steelers running back Harris has been dealing with a Lisfranc injury. Najee Harris. Now, a Lisfranc injury is like a broken bone in the foot that often, I mean, this has ended careers of some players. But not always. Taysom Hill, for example, the former quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, who's now the tight end for them, he ended last season with a Lisfranc injury, and he's already been back from training camp. He's expected to, play in the first game of the week. And that's his second Lisfranc injury. He had one in college as well. So it's not always a career ender, but it has been in the past. So he's been dealing with that injury. And then Matt Rhule, the head coach for the Carolina Panthers, weighed in on Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold got injured in the last preseason game. He's going to miss 4 to 6 weeks with a high ankle sprain. So I didn't see yet what they're planning on doing for a backup quarterback situation, as Baker Mayfield is going to be the starting quarterback going in. But I think the big news right there is Jimmy Garoppolo deciding, or I guess working out a deal to stay with the 49ers. I mean, this guy, he even admitted at the end of last season that that the uncertainty of his job really affected his performance. And and he took them deep into the playoffs. I really expected them to I expected him to leave. Like, he just doesn't feel appreciated. And didn't feel appreciated. Felt like his performance was affected by it. And then they basically made the announcement pretty early in the offseason that the starting quarterback going into the next season was not going to be him. So I'm kind of surprised to see him working out a deal. I thought for sure he'd demand to be traded, but maybe they just didn't have any trade interests or enough trade interests in him. So there it went down. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in just a minute, I do want to talk about the Artemis 1 launch. And as that got scrapped this morning, a lot of people were looking forward to that launch going off, and it got scrapped, and we'll talk about that. But first, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Okay, I just got a call in just a few seconds ago that we do have a disabled vehicle that's causing some delays. That's going to be 98 eastbound at Live Oak. So keep that in mind as that is causing some delays. Other than that, we're checking in clear. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, as well as Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace. See something else, give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, so Artemis 1 was supposed to launch today, and this was a, this is a pretty big deal. This was going to be the largest rocket ever to leave Earth, and the idea was that it was going to set up. This is the first phase of the whole moon mission plan, where we're going to finally return to the moon after 50 years, and this time, not just visit the moon, but establish some sort of base on the moon, some sort of research base where we can live there and do lots of research. But there was storms yesterday, lightning strikes all around the rocket, and none of them hit the rocket. Everything seemed to be okay until today. Then it seemed like there was they found a crack. And so they're trying to get the crack fixed. Then it looked like another engine wasn't cooling properly, so they end up scrapping the mission for now so they can try to get it addressed. They're hoping for a Friday launch at this point as we try to return to space. And so, you know, we've talked about this before, that when you look at the space race, when we have a true space race going on in the private sector now, but yet NASA going ahead and doing their part in the space race, trying to establish something on the moon. And the idea of what they're trying to do is establish something on the moon that will help prepare us for a trip to Mars, and not just help us prepare for a trip to Mars, but help us once we get to Mars to possibly establish some sort of base or colony on Mars. And that's the whole idea behind this rocket. But this is the first of many steps. You know, so I was talking to somebody today, and I was actually listening to Andrew McKay, and Andrew McKay was saying, you know, in this situation, it is rocket science. You know, whenever they say something's really, something's really, really hard, or you got some sort of struggle or problem, and they go, well, it's not rocket science, so you ought to be able to figure it out. Well, in this case, it is rocket science. So, you know, this is the hardest of the maths. But at the same time, I look at it and I think I can see a day and age where launching into space is as simple as what we do every single day with our airplanes. Because at one point it used to be, well, it's not airplane science. You know, they're like, well, at least it's not airplane science. It's not aviation. Well, now it is. And now, I mean, we still have issues with planes leaving, right? You know, they get grounded because of weather, and they get grounded because of this. But the science is, like, so secure now. It's not like there's a very, very little fear of flying. I can see one day down the road where there will be very little fear of leaving the Earth to go up to space. I mean, it seems like the technology and the science just continues to improve and grow, and I can see a day and age where these kinds of things are. It might be delayed, but it won't be delayed for 5 days because we got everything's just snappy. So I find the day and age we live in right now to be very exciting. Of course, I wasn't around during the '60s, during the height of the international space race, but with the private sector getting involved with the space race, plus NASA's attempts right here, I find it to be very exciting. I'm looking forward to seeing what will come out of it. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Do they have AAA for spaceships on Mars? No, not yet. No. That'd be MMM anyway. Coming up here next, quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom, plus our top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That's very interesting. You have a space elevator. I don't know if we could do that. You're talking about, wow, I don't know how something could be stable enough to be a space elevator. But who knows? I mean, look at all the technology we've already done now.
You ever seen Charlie in the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah.
An elevator like that.
An elevator like...
It's like a flying one.
A flying one. A flying elevator, yes.
Yeah. Like a hover. That's the only way, obviously.
One. Yes, using magnets. And you could definitely do that. Okay, that one's logical. It's Pensacola.
I figured it out.
You did. Very good. All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. David, what's going on in the news?
Well, Bobby, there's a lot of violence in Baghdad today. Baghdad, Iraq, I should say, which has resulted in false claims that the U.S. embassy there was evacuated. Biden administration officials today calling the violence there disturbing, but they said that no personnel were actually evacuated from the U.S. embassy. There were some media reports earlier saying multiple people had been killed and others were injured in clashes in the Green Zone, apparently all after Iraqi cleric Muqtada al-Sadr had announced some plans to withdraw from Iraqi politics. So we'll be following that situation, see what develops.
All right. Thank you very much. Top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Top story is Fox News reporter grills White House over allowing unvaccinated illegals to walk across the border. We continue on with the COVID vaccine whole ordeal, which was a big thing during the height of COVID. A lot of us, including me, questioned, like, wow, you got all these vaccine mandates, yet you're allowing illegals to come into the country unvaccinated. Yet, if somebody legally immigrates here, they have to be vaccinated to do so. And we just talked about the hypocrisy of it, and nobody never got an answer. Never got an answer for the hypocrisy. Continuing on here. Harry Potter actor slams airline after they allegedly tore up his first class ticket. This is the actor who played Neville Longbottom. He was flying in on Air Canada, and apparently they tore up his first class ticket. Actually, that's funny, because just over the weekend, I mentioned that I knew people who had their flights canceled and things from right here. One of them had purchased a first class ticket, and when they arrived, they were bumped to the very back of the plane. That's bad. Like, you purchase first class and you get bumped to the back of the plane. It's like one thing to get bumped to coach, but completely different to not just to get bumped to coach to the very back of the plane. but I paid for this first class ticket, and they're like, we're going to move you to the back of the plane. How dare you buy a first class ticket? We're going to punish you for trying to do that. I don't know. That's what it seems like. It seems like you get punished for everything. So, oh well. I don't know if they got a refund on the first class. I'm sure they probably did. But that was still kind of stink when you're planning to fly a certain way and then next thing you know. It stinks when you're planning to fly at all and your whole flight gets canceled, which has been going on like crazy. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are checking in clear, not seeing any major delays. 98 is moving smoothly. We did have a disabled vehicle that's going to be in the eastbound direction on 98 Gulf Breeze Parkway near Live Oak. Other than that, we are checking in clear with I-10 and I-110, not showing any delays in Highway 90 in Milton and Pace, not showing anything major to slow you down. If you do see something else slowing you down on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and they're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Some of the other stories on FoxNews.com is a Democrat governor from Pennsylvania, Governor Wolf, wants to provide $2,000 payments to families in order to help survive inflation. Families making less than $80,000 a year would be able to get $2,000 to be able to spend. This is the second time he was actually attempted to try to get something like this passed. And basically they say there'd be about 250,000 families in Pennsylvania that would qualify for something like that. Just once again, I'm just surprised that this is the answer that people attempt, because most economists believe that a big part of the reason for inflation right now is there was too much money in the market. People had too much money to spend, so they were spending it and causing prices to go up. And so the answer is, let's just give them more money to spend. Seems very, very weird. By the way, speaking of governors, Governor DeSantis has skipped a pricey fundraiser. This is another story on FoxNews.com. Skipped out on a pricey fundraiser in New York in order to attend mass for a fallen member of his security detail today. He was scheduled to appear at a big fundraiser for Republican Lee Zeldin, who's running for governor in New York. but instead he went and attended the memorial service for Special Agent Jose Perez, a member of security detail who died last week from injuries sustained in the line of duty. I guess he was hit by, he was driving his police vehicle when an intoxicated driver crashed into him. Spent 18 days in the hospital, but ultimately succumbed to his injuries. So that's what our governor was doing. And then finally, Congress is ramping up their what they want to do as it pertains to UFOs. We've been following this story off and on here on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. You know, what in the world are they going to do about these UFOs? Well, apparently now, more than before, Congress wants to know what these unidentified flying objects are. They've admitted, the military has admitted that these things do exist and they don't know exactly what they are. They've now released more footage to Congress. And Congress now is recognizing these unidentified, well, they call them aerial phenomena. They don't call them UFOs. They call them UAPs, whatever. So now they recognize that they do exist, but they don't know exactly what they are, and they don't know if they're extraterrestrial. And they want to find out for sure which one they are. So apparently they're going to be trying to put together some legislation or something to try to find out more about these unidentified flying projectiles. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
In 1983, NASA engineers asked Sally Ride if 100 tampons would be enough for her for her 1 week in space back in 1983. Why do you laugh? Does this maybe hint to the fact that NASA engineers at the time were mostly male?
Yeah, but they were still just so smart.
So smart. Wasn't rocket scientists. They could figure out if 100 tampons would be enough for 1 week in space. 100. Bangladesh, in the meantime, hasn't had a male prime minister since 1989. And that's about all the time we got. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.